holding Erev Shavuos Tovshinayin Hey, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bamidbar, and I want to speak, share a little bit things that Be'etzem Nagea to Shavuos with Chumash Bamidbar. I'll start first from the Parsha. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Bamidbar Sinai. The Balaturim says that in the end of Chumash Vayikra, the last pasuk is Eil Amitzvus Shel Tzivu Hashem, and it starts Parshas Bamidbar. So the Balaturim says, Ein Odom Zeichel Divreteire, only if his meisim atzmei kemidbar. Shim ein odom meisim atzmei kemidbar. If a person doesn't put himself like a midbar, eino yochal leida teiro mitzvahs. A person cannot know and get to know the teiro mitzvahs if he doesn't put himself like a midbar. When the parsha starts, we have in Parshas Bamidbar, we try to read it before Shavuos kimat every year, once or twice. Parshas Bamidbar is before Shavuos, and it has the Seder of the Shvatim, LeRuven, LeShimon, LeYisochar, veLeZvulun. Yisochar is mentioned before Zvulun. Yisochar is the Loim deTorah, and is mentioned before Zvulun. In Chumash Bereishis and the Brochus of Yankev Avinu, Zvulun is mentioned before Yisachar. And Rashi explained why Zvulun is mentioned before Yisachar. Zvulun lechoif yamim yishkoy. He sitting near the ocean, near the borders, v'yoytze leparke matke, and he goes to do business. Lefichoch hikdim Zvulun leYisachar, shetoyrosoy shel Yisachar al yedei Zvulun. Even Kemach and Teile. Who gives the Zvulun the Koyach, the Yisachar the Koyach to learn the money from Zvulun? And in our parsha, Yisachar is before Zvulun. What happened to Rashi? And the Dgolim, right in our parsha, Perek Beis, again Yisachar is first. What is the difference? The same thing in the end of the Torah and Dvarim, when Moshe gives a bracha, again Zvulun is before Yisachar. He's the supporter. So who is first? The supporter or the learner? Zag the Skalan Rebbe, such a savant. What is more chashuv? The guy that supports the learning or the learning? For sure the learning. I mean, the support of the learning can't be more chashuv than the learning alone. Vali Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. When you give a bracha, to who you give a bracha? To the Zvulun. Have a lot of money, the guy could sit and learn. But when you machshiv the Dgolim, who is more chashuv? The Zvulun, the Yisachar. Who is more chashuv? Yisachar. Who you have to bench to have parnassah first? The Zvulun. But I want to explain a little bit more. I heard it from G'dayle Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, some people are supporting Teira. They have such a schus. Mizocho, Teiroso Yishel Zvulu, Socho, Zvulu. We give the bracha to Zvulun before Yisocho. But you know when Zvulun gets the schar? When it comes to Dgolim, he says, Yisocho, you go first. It comes to counting the chashivas. The Zvulun gets the schar leteire, lefi the amount that is machshiv teire. It's the animal of old. I think it was in the Bardichevel. He was Melamed Zchus, but first the Vod Alei. A guy comes to the Shemayim and he sat and learned 5 hours Lel Shavuos. He comes up, he wants to know what Olam Haba he gets. They take him to a room, they give him 5 cheesecakes. says, Rabbi Isai, five cheesecakes? You know, I did 6 hours, not five, I did 6 hours. Five cheesecakes. So I will tell you, in the middle of the night, someone came up with you and told him, you know, you don't have to eat in yeshiva. You have a very good suda to you here in Machal. The mamish have the best cheesecakes. And you went. And instead of starting Seder 10 o'clock, you started 11 o'clock. So that means that by you, 1 hour of learning was worth a cheesecake. So we pay you for 6 hours, 6 cheesecakes. You priced it. You say that you mask him to eat out. If you eat in yeshiva, you could start to learn 10 o'clock. Why you ate in Machal? Nothing against the whole Machal, yeah? Because they have a very good cheesecake with blueberries. We got some ice. So you will mask him to come to Seder 11 o'clock for a cheesecake. Learning by you the cheesecake takes 6 of them. You decided the price. Zvulun gets the schar in the Shomayim when Yisachar comes over and he puts Yisachar to sit in the top. He gives the chashivas to Yisachar. So he says, what is important for me? Important for me is Teire. Oh, you support a Teire? You know what is Teire? Teire is billions. We'll give you billions. But if, when Zvulun, the Yisachar comes to your house, you stay sitting in the head of the table, put him to sit near you. But when the president comes, when Bill Gates comes, then you're given chashivas. So it means that you, all of the learning, if that guy all of his life, is the most by you a couple billion dollars. So your lamaba will not be more than a couple billion dollars. But that guy that loyma that Tere comes to his house, everything stops. You machshiv Tere will price you in Gan Eden lefi the way you priced it. So, avada the brocha we have to give Zvulun first. Avshar said, people could give money all of their life. The Yitzhak can't stop them. Baruch Hashem is such an avas teire. But he makes them not to be machshiv the learning. It's givaldi the learning. Yeah, but if a choshev person calls and wants to speak, they're not for fundraising. I'm busy now. But if he sees a phone from a business guy, he may have picks it up. So what is more important for you? The Meile, the Teira is Madgish. Chasim Sefer says the same vote. It says in our parsha. It says, Chaluk es Eretz Yisrael, Menashe is before Ephraim. Why? And in our parsha, Ephraim is before Menashe. So who is first, Ephraim or Menashe? So there, in Mitzrayim, Ephraim learned with Yosef, Menashe was running Hu HaMashbir. Chashivas, Ephraim before Menashe. Eretz Yisrael comes to the Gashmirs, Menashe deserves to get first. He needs the brochet. Why I'm saying it? We're holding now Erev Shavuos. Kadosh Baruch Hu went around to sell the Torah kivyochel. This is what Chazal tells us. He kilo went to offer it to everyone to buy. Right? He went, who wants to get the Torah? And everyone said no. He went to the Chinese, he went to the Japan, no. Kamavur and the Nigam, yeah? Chazal tells. He's going to Klal Yisrael to convince them to buy the Torah. That's the way the Torah says it. He tells Moshe, I'm asking you to go over and to start to approach them to get the Torah. And Hashem tells Moshe, two little things tell them about the Torah. He tells them the first thing, he tells, go over to Klal Yisrael. And he says, you know, and to the men, say it strong. To the ladies, a little bit softer. You know, take it a little bit easy, you know. The Noshim, they need Dvorim Rakim. Hashem's sending it. Moshe Olah El Vayimer Olah Hashem Koyseima Lebes Yake V'Tagi Lebes Yisrael. To the girls, soft. To the boys, what is the message? Two messages. Atem Reisim Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim V'Esa Esra Malkan V'Nisharim. You can trust me. You see, I love you. I take care of you. V'Ato Im Shomoya Tishmu B'Koyli U'Shmartem Es Brisi Yisim li zgula mikolo amim, atem tiru li mamleches koinim vgoi kodesh. Eile advorim asher tedaber, zogt Rashi, eile advorim, lo pochois velo yoisa. Don't have. I love you, I took care of you, and you'll be mamleches koinim vgoi kodesh. All of you know, choshe the guys, Chaim Voloshiner, Shaul Dar, what is Teire, Oilomes, Zoyar, you could change the world. Nothing. Mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. You will be a different person. A different league. This is Teir. Be'etzim it's a gemore. Omar Rabbi Yosef, ilav ahu yoyme kam Yosef yike meshuke. Why I'm doing a party in Shavuos? Ilav ahu yoyme kam Yosef yike meshuke shenizgadalti v'nisoymamti. One of the things that the Teir have to know, it's not only the mitzvah of Talmud Teir. Is the chashivus. You have to understand, I'm already also from the later generation. My parents, my father went to yeshiva, he left Chicago, he went to Baltimore. And Bruderman accepted him, Rabban wanted him to come to Lakewood. All of his friends stayed there playing in a ball. It was hard to leave, but he felt he's a yeshiva bacher. Mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. He walked in the street. He was embarrassed to walk into a restaurant. He was embarrassed to walk into a hotel. It was hard. He gave up a lot. But mamleches koyanim. Reu ploini shalom ha-teiro. Manoi maiso, mametukomim. Ilava o-yoyime shalomati teiro v'nizgadalti v'nizoyimamti. Hi, it's like a public school. You go to cheder, yeshiva, shvitana, shvidei, lekoilo. Die. Yeah? This is the system. There's no chashivus. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Klal Yisrael, and he wants to convince him to accept the Torah, is one more step above the shaila if it's 5 hours, or 6 hours, or 10 hours. Is Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. Godless. Roinimus. HaTorah Megadalto Meromamto. We're lucky. We're so lucky. It's so good for us. This is what a person has to put inside his head. The Torah will bring you to a different level. What is the difference? First, this is what Hashem is selling. And this is what Rabbi Yosef, when he makes a party. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we got Torah. You know, what is it? A million mitzvahs. I'm learning. But I'm a different. This is my party about Shavuos. The Roimim was the godless of Torah. The godless of Torah. The difference is, I think Rav Shach explained it once. When a person knows that he's aiming to be changed, to become a different person, to grow, he walks in that path. He behaves like that. It's a different surah. It's a different roimus. Savade, all the shmuzim we spoke about the hours. But when a person learns, he smiles to the guy near him. He has the recherz to his rebbe. Has the recherz to his parents. I'm learning the Torah. Savade, the Torah will give you the energy to change. And this is what I'm trying to explain back to our week's parsha, trying to band these two things together. The Zvulun that supports Yisachar, but doesn't say, wow. Not wild learning, yeah. I supported 50,000, 8 hours of learning. 50 in Gilead, 5,000 Bochim, 7,000 kids. 10 in Russia, 20 here. It's very nice. You have the chashivus to the guy that sat and learned that he's Eved Hashem. He came to my house. He's the Torah. It's not enough. I'm supporting the hours of learning. I believe that Torah is important. The people that learn Torah is gadalti and is roimamti. The Shiva said in the Shmuz, the letter from the Chazon Ish, Be'emes ha'odom shu'oimel b'teire, arei ki hu malach, Ha'olich ben beis Musa. There's a malach walking in between us. And when a person gets that, this was stated in the parasha, this changes the person. This is the matoro. Just like we said, how you prepare for that? How you prepare for the Kabbalah Satayra? The way you prepare for Kabbalah Satayra is with Teira. In the old days, they knew how to prepare. You don't know. So we sit and learn the whole Friday, the whole Shabbos. So we come Shavuos, be ready. You know, the Melech Bideman, the Gevaldi Gevolt. He asked the Kasha, why is no Issur to learn Erev Shavuos? Like, is it Issur to eat Matzah Erev Pesach? To eat the matzah at the oven. So he said, a gewaldic. He said, and Teire is the opposite. If you learn Teire, you become hungry. If you don't learn, you can't learn by night. Och and vey, if you don't learn Erev Shavuos, that you'll have Gishmak and Shavuos. No Gishmak. Okay, doesn't learn by the Zman. If he thinks you have his Chach, he's doing the Zman. It helps for the first 2 minutes. So, if you learn the whole Ben Azmanim, he has a real Gishmak. If you learn the whole Erev Shavuos, he starts the Asmode. Im Shumoya B'Yoshon Tishma B'Chodosh. Then you get the Gishmak. Then you get the Cheshek. Im Shumoya B'Yoshon Tishma B'Chodosh. Parsha is Mamshich, Achesmata Levi Loi Sifkut. We count on everyone, but Mata Levi Loi Sifkut. So Rashi brings down, Perek Aleph, Posuk Memtes, Dayu ligin shel melech li esnim lo levade. Mat a levi, you have to count yourself. Dovor acher. Sofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'asid olam od gzeiro al kol anim li ben esrim shono v'malo. She'emusu mamito. Omar, al iyu eilu bichlal lefi shem sheli shelo yitor ba'eig. Obi a gzeiro. I don't want them to be in the gzeiro because they were not choyte in the eagle. So the shaila is, if they were not choyta and the egel, so they don't deserve to be killed anyways. So why you can't count them? Hashem says, I know it's a gzeirim ibn esim shon of amala, everyone will die. And var, I know the shevet Levi is not choyta be egel. So var shevet Levi is not choyta be egel, don't count them together. They were never, if they were not choyta be egel, they will not die. Zong in the Meforsh. Rachaim is Meramez this vote. When you're together with a crowd that are a bad crowd, even if you behave beseder, you get punished with them together. You get their oynish together with them together. If you're a part of the crowd, you get punished with the crowd. Says Yeshua ben Nun b'kol ben Yefune chayu min ha'anoshim ha'olchim l'suras ha'oretz chayu orachayim, and they didn't do aveira, so they didn't die. You know, Hashem made him a gay, you know, 10 die. Kol ben Yeshua stayed alive. Why do you have to die? The bad people died. The Talmud says Valdu were together in one group, so when there's a gzeira in the group, everyone from the group has to die. To be nitzah from the gzeira, from the nitzah min gzeira, is a special pasuk. Choyu min ha'anoshi. Choyu min ha'anoshi. One first to go to the end of the parsha. again to tie it to Shavuos. The end of the parsha is a part a lot of people don't realize when they read the parsha. But we have another thing in the Mishkan that, you know, we don't focus enough on it because we learn it in Parshas Bamidbar, not when we learn the Chumash Shmois and Cheder. When they carried the Kelim, they packed it before they transferred from place to place. And it was two kind of packaging. It was Oyr Tachash and it was Beged Psil Tcheles. Two covers. We call it in our Lashon Kis Betoich Kis. Was Oyres Tchoshim, Oyres Eli Meudomim, and we had a Beged Psil Tcheles. Now, very interesting. All of the Kelim got a Beged Tcheles on top of them, covered with an Oyr Tachash. The Oroi got an Oyr Tachash, and he was covered with a Psil Tcheles in the back, from outside. And the Netzivim Meroi Mesoda is Oymed on it. Why all of the Kelim? You see, it's in the end of Parshas Bamidbar, you realize this time when you Be'ez Hashem hear the Parsha. All of the Kelim get Oyr Tachash Milemalo, Beged Psil Tcheles Milemato. The Oroi gets Oyr Tachash Milemato, and Beged Psil Tcheles Milemalo. So the Netziv has a mahalach. The Netziv says, Tcheles is Kodesh Lasha. Tcheles, Rekia, Kisei HaKodesh, Tachash, regular piece of skin or a letter. It says, all the Keli, Menoi Rosh Shulchan, are semel to this world. This world, everything works with the Shtadlis. Everything works with the Shtadlis. Everything is the Shtadlis. But, even that everything works with the Shtadlis, but the way Hashem said it, it looks, the guy that works makes money, the guy that doesn't work doesn't make money. This is the way it looks. So we do the same thing. We cover the outside, we see Tachash. Regular. The way the world is run. Inside, we have Psil Tcheles. Tachlis Gered is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Teres Fakel Zok the Netziv. You need to do a little bit of shtadlus, but the rest is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ha'oroi noises noisov. They didn't have to carry him. They flew through. The Goyen says not only the people that hold on, every old man, sick man would hold on, like chains of people holding on to the Koyanim, and like this they flew. All the people that couldn't walk in the midbar would hold on hand to hand, the Oroi picked up, and there was a chain. It's not heavy, everyone flew together. It was like you saw lines of Yidden flying with the Oroi. Not exactly how it landed, but. I don't know exactly. This is the Goyen. He says, person thinks, I'm not a Balkisha, I'm not a Masmid, I'm not, what? What could happen that I'll become God Lador? Not a lot. A little bit ishtadlis, the rest is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, but that guy is not masking to do the little bit, he doesn't show up Friday. He won't ever become the God Lador. He doesn't show up in time to say, we're not asking you to be the God Lador. Come to Seder, stay late by night, Hashem will do the rest. So we cover it with Tcheles. I heard from Mechosh Rosh Hashiva this week that he said, I think he said from the Parim Chehov, that the person that runs a yeshiva doesn't have to learn Musa. He sees Bechush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's no way. So a yeshiva struggle, doesn't struggle, but no yeshiva closes, there's no money. No yeshiva goes bankrupt. Never. Remember the mere couple of years ago, people said he's going bankrupt? Now look what is going on. This is the vote of the Netziv. A beautiful vote. But I want to say a different vote. From Eshva, Avraham Gurwitz, B'shem the Malbim. The Malbim says, notion of the Malbim is such a beautiful vault. בכל הכלים היו תחש מלמעלה מלבד האורוין שהיו התחילס על האור תחש כי קדושו סוי על האורוין שזה יוציץ בצבע תחילס די מלרקיע בויקיע גם במצפונות. I will explain. And all of the כלים דהו תחש was on top לבד האורוין שהיו התחילס על האור תחש כי קדושו סוי של האורוין שזה יוציץ בצבע תחילס looks like the sky boikea gam bemaspunov comes from the inside, and he explains like this. And all of the kelim is a kedusha. The tcheles is a kedusha. They covered it with oil tachash. What is oil tachash? The protector. You know, when you move, you have this plastic that you don't want to bang the corners of the nice chandelier or the nice Shabbos table. Dining room set. Put it like, you know, protecting plastic bubble. The gezachem. To protect them. This was the old tachash. The protector. Inside the kedusha, surrounded with a protector. And the kedusha stops in the protector. Teire, the protector was on it. Very close. Around the teire protector. No iPhones, no going out to eat in the wrong places, no schmoozing to bad bochrim. Protector. But the tcheles is around it. The teyah shines out. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says when a yeshiva bocher walks without a hat and jacket in the street in Shabbos, the student in Paris smokes a cigarette in Shabbos. The teyah is mashpia. I said it really a couple times. My son became bar mitzvah. I took him over to a balabas that lives in America for arguing balabas. That comes to Davin in our shul, a very good friend of mine. His name is Mr. Talansky. Very choshev, Davin Chochem. We're modern a little bit, but very choshev yid. And I told him, you're an older man, here's my son becoming bar mitzvah. Give him a tip. I told him, kid, I want to tell you. I live in Far Rockaway. And the way to New Jersey, to Lakewood, there's a lot of exits. My son asked what is exit. He explained to him, the highway, you know, 221, 223. He said, at every exit, there's big communities, war. Would you choose 1,000 seats? When I was a young boy, these shuls were full. And it was very choshev rabbis said a shir. One shir, two shir, three shir. Nothing is left of these communities. Where I lived in Far Rockaway was a little yeshiva, they called it. They had a room with a basement, and the kids were doing with their fingers ktsais nesivas. And in New Jersey was also one, Rav Cutler, he also had such a basement. They also did with the finger ktsais nesivas. I don't know what to tell you. And these two places, five towns, Lakewood, Far Rockaway, became full of Jewish people. Lakewood, New Jersey, all the other places died. If I would know that when I was a kid, I would buy the property in the right place. But I want to tell you, I don't know how it works, but when you put these people and they do Ktsayis Nesivas, the Torah comes and it becomes a Jewish place. But if you don't do that, you could have a nice shul with shirim, nothing will stay there. You need to have yeshivas. You need to be a yeshiva boy. And he tapped him on his back. This is the Torah, Zakat and Albin. The Torah shines. The Torah is the one. The Torah is the Zvulun. You think that the guys that go around to do the Kiruv, they're the ones that are doing the Kiruv, they're the Shluchim. What makes it happen is the Beis Medrash. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shil Hanan yabni. So you would have five big people that are giving a lot of money and a lot of supporting in the time of Chanina. And they were sure, never Chanina, okay, he's learning, but what already could do? How, you know, I'm supporting Lakewood, but yeah? Mir. Samech. Look at this guy, never Chanania, okay, no Chakmech. His wife took a chalas instead of that oil, the vinegar, let the help, say no. And the world that they Chazal tell us, Kol ha'oilom nizoin bishvil Hanani abni. You're learning and you have food to eat, it's Hanani abni. I say, who's the biggest bat tzedakah nowadays? Chaim Kanievsky. What? Not because he signs the Vada Rabbonim, yeah? Because all the money that is given to Vada Rabbonim is Kol ha'oilom nizoin bishvil Hanani abni. If we will understand the chashivus of Torah, if we will understand the godless of Torah, remember, it only shines if it's close with the protector of the Tachash around and around. Don't be nervous if I'm closing by Beis Medrash, how I will change. This guy, I'm out of prison. Chosh v'yid. Wow. I don't know, he said. These little Bata Midrashis, they're not busy with the community. But these places became the Jewish communities. This is what happened. This is what made the Torah. The Torah goes out. The Torah is Yoytze. And it shines all over. The Melech says, Acha shalti meisa Hashem oisa avakesh shifti beveisa Hashem. The Goyen says, Sho'alti is for myself. Bakosha is for someone else. Esther Amalka says, Nafshi b'she'elosi ve'ami bevakashosi. Nafshi b'she'elosi, I'm asking for myself, ve'ami bevakashosi. I think the Goyen says, Shaila is every time myself, Bakosh, Frank the Goyen, Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oiso avakesh, shivti be'eis Hashem, koni mechaya. Zog the Goyen. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, aber oiso avakesh, if I will sit and learn, I'm asking for God's Klal Yisrael. Because if I will sit and learn day and night, I'm changing Klal Yisrael. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oiso avakesh, shivti be'eis Hashem, koni mechaya. Lachz b'nei am Hashem ulvake be'echolay. This is the koyach of Torah. The prison has to know. These two yesaidis that are in our parsha. We have three yesaidis in our parsha. Bamidbar, meisim atzmei kemidbar. Torah is eino miskayem ezog debalaturim only if you meisim atzmei kemidbar, kemisha einoi. If you meisim atzmei kemisha einoi, then Torah is miskayem ez. Shidan meisim atzmei kishrein et eres nad miskayemes. The second thing we have to know, the Torah is the siyata dishmaya. So I'm going to say, k'tzas ishtadles v'arbe maise nisi. K'tzas ishtadles v'arbe maise nisi. And to know you mashpia. We're in a doyer. Say it again and again when we speak about chashivas of Torah. We're in a door that the Yitzhar Hora is telling people the whole time, this chaylik. Hear it. It says, V'om roi mesakoylus. It says, V'om roi mesakoylus. In Parshas, Maimed Har Sinai, what is roi mesakoylus? What they saw? What they saw? The roi mesakoylus. What they saw? What they saw? They saw koilus. So Pashas, you could hear the whole, it says in the Posuk, Vahi koilus v'rokim v'onan kovid ala ho. But Rashi says, what is roim as a koilus? Melamed roim as a nishma she'efshor li roisei b'mokim achar. They saw what koilus? As a koilus, hayoytzi mipi agvuro. Rashi learns they didn't see the kol shofar. They saw a noichi. Lo yia lecho. Someone among the nest. They saw the koilus. It says. זוכר סיים אשר עמדתו לפני השם אלוהיכךו. וניסו מלובךו הדבורים אשר ראו עיניךו. בוא נינה נראה אל תפגט. זאת אומרת רשי, אשר ראו עיניךו, אס רואים אס הקוירס. We have to remember Har Sinai, you have to remember Roim es HaKoilus. We saw the Koilus. We have a Kabbalah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a nes that is unnecessary. Why was it so important to see the Koilus? So Chaim Voloshiner explains that seeing the koilus means that it's a double chush. You felt it. The biggest hasoga that a person could see in a thing is seeing it. Feeling it and seeing it, not only knowing it, feeling it. Shemim esakoyles. Chaim Voloshiner explains that b'shas maimed al Sinai nishtanu achushim. They heard, they saw the koyles, and he says, and the al Sinai. They only heard, they didn't see. Nishtanu ativim. The madrege was evruchnias, that gashnias is garnished, and ruchnias is mamish. Gashnias is garnished, fakert, a table they can't see. Cheer, they can't understand. What is a cheer? What is a table? So I don't remember exactly. Because it's gashmi, it's not real. And ruchnias became real by then. The person has to remember that when we got the Torah, we understood the emes is Torah. The rest is the myonis. The rest is the myonis. Covered, gishmak. Kevayoyo. Doesn't exist. Now, like I started, the avoido shvuas, the practical avoido is what we spoke a couple times. Learning and learning and learning and learning and learning and learning. But if a person is only learning and learning and learning, and he doesn't put into his head, and it doesn't connect into his head, Torah is the only thing in the world. The rest is not negeya. The rest is not kayim. So you could learn for hours and you could have a drop after it. Now, our Messiah, our Kabbalah, the Bishas, the learning of Chaim Voloshiner, we have it in the Iglital Ba'akdomo. We learn and we try to understand the Rashi, the thesis. Not b'shas the learning, try to think, machshav es kdoishes, I'm erumo mikolam, I'm close to the Ribbono shel Olam, teir lishmo es l'shem avolas advorim. This is our Ashkofe. And now, Friday, and Shabbos, and Shavuos, Thursday, second day, bida amolovi di yoso shel teiru mi de ganze starkeit. Mi de ganze starkeit. O bida amolovi di yoso shel teiru. But to remember, they're around it. How a person, I want to explain to you. When we spoke in the beginning about not to go to eat here, not to go to eat there, you know, we spoke about ruchnias. Some guys I saw found it hard. They were scared from the shmuz, but they found it hard. But when you speak on the godless of Torah, the roimimus, that everything is boira oilom, everything is no Torah, well, now what? I want to eat for allergies. You're embarrassed. Not embarrassed from the shmuz. You're embarrassed from yourself. embarrassing himself. That combination of chashivas of Teira, Einoi, B'shas Matan Teira, they realized. They became high, they realized. Ruchnias is emes, the rest is garnish. The rest is garnished. You know, you have a lot of these Chassidic stories, hundreds and thousands of them, that this rabbi was very, very poor, didn't have a penny to his name, and all the money that he got from people, he was giving out. But every Chassidic story goes like that, somehow. And suddenly you think to yourself, okay, mamash godless. It's not mamash godless. To give out the tzedakah, to do the mitzvahs, this is the real purpose of the money. To take to yourself was the waste. Not the pshat, he was so big, he was strong enough not to use it to himself, to give it to someone else. No. If a person wants to be matzliach, he wants to grow. The only way that a person could grow and become matzliach is if he does that. If he gives that chashivas. It says in the Masa, the end of the parasha, it's the same thing. Just to finish with that. That's been late. Maybe I'll finish with the vote that I heard from Shaul. Shem Kotzke Rebbe, he said, you know, the famous kashi he asked in the end of Yom Kippur, how in the Maariv after Yom Kippur you say, V'hu Rachmi Mechapa Rovay? They made tshuva the whole time. You finish Ne'ira, Hashem Hu Elakim, V'hu Rachmi Mechapa Rovay, V'el Chavoy. So the Chiddush HaSforim stayed that feeling of, wow, V'hu Rachmi Mechapa Rovay. And they say, Mesherish is brought down the machshavos that he had in Minch in Ne'ile, for the Achille Gassi, you're going to eat tonight. For that, you say, V'urach and Chaperon. But Frank, the Kotzke Rebbe, he finished Shavuos. Shmonas and the end of Minch, Sein Chalkeinu B'Seiros. You got it there already. This was Sein Chalkeinu. And the Kash already. Zog the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe says, his vault, Nister. It's like Rav Shor, he said. The Magid came to the Bis Yosef and told him, Kol HaTira Kula. He wanted to come to the Goyen, and the Goyen said, I want to work. Hashem gives us the Tira. But after that is a job, V'Sein Chalkein in the Sechonsach. Prison has to know, he got a Shavuos, he got packages of Tira. Today, you know, you could picture it in our generation, you know, all these Choshev stores, they make these toys, you buy them, but you have to put them together. You have to rebuild them. Yeah, you don't know how to be mamish. Could be a mamish at tzal shein kedugmosa. Yeah, like he asks, why do they do it like that? To screw it, because when the kid screws it, then that the game gets a chashivas by the kid. It's a part of it. It's a part of busy with the kid. He buys the screws. He puts the pieces together. The mother is busy. The kid is busy. Kach yotzo chokma b'goyim taimi. Hashem gave us everything. But the Goyen told the Magid, but I want to work. The guy says, no, I daven shavuos, no, I'm waiting. Where it is? Where it is? B'sein chalkeinu b'sein yisach. Now, Hashem, give us the siyata dishmaya that we could work and we could grow, and be'ez Hashem, we'll have siyata dishmaya.